This is December the 20th, 2009, translation of the 2003 LA Satsang on Settling a File with Equanimity, Part 2 with Pooja Niruma. Dimple is giving his experience about a check received from the stock market, 20,000 rupees, considered to be a large sum in India. So they're discussing how Deepak Bhai would deal with those issues of money, really. So Dimple would have such big importance about money, whereas Deepak Bhai would treat it as if it's just nothing, really, even if it's a big check versus a small check coming out of the work that he would do as a consultant. So it is the approach to the money and how you feel about it that's being discussed. They're discussing Deepak Bhai's approach to money and how he would settle that file with equanimity without much attachment or abhorrence or aversion towards it. Just treat money as it is rather than to... Another example of them have... Yes, Deepak Bhai used to work, he used to work, help his father, but inside he was not really stuck in any one thing. He was really totally detached from his worldly issues, whether he was taking care of his father or whether he was earning good money as a consultant. And so for Deepak Bhai, he was naturally detached, whereas for Niruma, it was, she says, that it would attach, I was attached to it, but then I would have to physically, literally detach from these situations. So that is the difference. So Deepak Bhai, from the very birth, from his very lifetime, he was a vairagya, which is dispassion. Vairagya is the one who has natural dispassion. There is no inner inclination towards these issues, whether it is money, whether it is sex, whether it is any kind of importance in the world. And so therefore Niruma says, this is how we have to look within ourselves, that where are we hung up, where are we attached, where are we subtly inclined, where are we subtly inclined with reference to specific individuals, where are we kind of emotionally attached to individuals or things in life, and what is the underlying reason for it. Always try to... For me, says Niruma, it was from the very beginning, I had a good understanding of Vyavasthit as the doer. And Niruma would be just generally superficial in her dealings with most people. However, And so they would say, ask Niruma, why are you not kind of taking care? She says, well, no, essentially everything is happening and the whole organization is running very well. Why should I really interfere here and there? She says, only on rare occasions I would interfere, maybe 3 or 4 times in the last 4 years. When we, in the last 4 or 5 months, when we started living in Adalaj, then Niruben took over some management affairs. However, she was constantly aware of the situation, of the inner intense thing, that we should not get emotionally involved in it. She says, if something comes up, we may even have to come up to the point where we have to totally close this Adalaj project. Then we should have that kind of preparedness. We are prepared, even if not even a single submolecular atom would move, if somebody says, shut up this, close off this Adalaj project. So be prepared for the worst in life and then proceed to see how your life unfolds. And then the Jagat Kalyan mission, the mission of salvation of the world is of the Lord Simandar. It's not Niruma. Yeah, whatever he wants to do, he will do it. He will do. And it says, I have a constant underlying awareness that it is the Lord that is really involved in this thing, and I'm just supporting whatever unfolds. Yes, I would always encourage and support whatever happens. If somebody comes up with any kind of ideas, I would say, go ahead and do it. And she says, I have to have two points inside. One, not an iota of doership, and not an iota of internal intense note, mental note that it happened or it did not happen. So it is just unfolding. And if I do something, then of course I would involve as Niruben with sincerity. And so the sincerity would be there, of course. Sincerity has got nothing to do with the lack of doership. Can you imagine? She's describing the construction of this temple here in Adalaj, in Simandar city. There were only 3 weeks left, and I was here too in December of 2001. And these great edifices on top of the three temples, they were hardly done. They were all gaping holes, and there were only 3 weeks left. And each brick by brick, day and night, it was done. They ended up finishing it just in time for the Pran Pratishtha of this main temple in Simandar city. Yes, of course, she says, I wasn't concerned about it. I did not have the slightest inner disturbance. I was comfortable that the Lord had taken his seat, whether the cover on the top, all the big edifice on top, the shikhar they call, whether it gets established or not, that wasn't my concern. She says, I was constantly in the awareness that there is a foreign department and a home department, and I was constantly in the home department and was really not disturbed by anything that was happening in the foreign department. Everything has a way of unfolding in life. This, when Dada was around, this is about the Bhuj earthquake. She is talking about it on the Bhuj earthquake. There was a huge uproar all over India and all over the world. And then the politicians did their thing. They all gathered together. There was so much activity, the central government and as well the state levels.
I would have, I think, and
And in this kind of Niruma remembers one incident where with Dada, where there is a lot of calamities and catastrophes going on in the nations, whereas actually even though the Prime Minister is doing everything, he's doing it in the front of the public, says we are so sorry, this is all as if they make all kinds of treaties with foreign nations, but they just, do you think they lose their sleep over it in the night? They don't. They know that we are fine at home. We're just showing our the condolences for major catastrophes that have happened in another nation. In the same way, you just have to treat the file or number one and its relationships as the foreign department, not to get too emotionally involved in it, not to get upset with it, and just to keep the foreign as foreign, to keep the home department is home. Says, let us. If you keep on making this setting, then it will help you in life. You have to constantly set it. Next question. That thing is to stick on to it, Niruma. Sometimes it used to. It will stick on to it, and then you would separate it. Who was it sticking to, and who would? And says, at that time I did not have any awareness. This is 1972. I'm talking about that. Things would get stuck to me, and then I would separate it and things. This is about 4 years after the Gnan. For four to five years, I was lifted up by Dada. I felt like, so the first 4 times, that I am the only one in this world, she says. There is nobody like me in this whole world. I mean, I know so much. Nobody knows like me. I am the greatest Gnani in the world. That's how I used to feel in the first 4 years. Because whatever Gnan that Dada has given us is so phenomenal that... And that... No, it wasn't the question about understanding. No. She was flying so high that there is nothing that can compare with our knowledge. Dada Shri has said, Dada Shri has given me the Gnana Kshayak Samkit, the kind that Srimad had. Even Srimad did not have that, because Srimad was crying about his worldly situation, and I don't have to cry about my worldly situation. And so I was just flying so high with the kind of knowledge that Dada had given me. But I had zero awareness. This was in 68. I was at the age of 23. I received this knowledge, says Niruma. I had just come out of medical school. But I had a tremendous inner sense of entitlement about this Gnan, Kumari, a sense of a relative ego, that I am something, I am Mahavir, I am Lord like Mahavir, I am Mallinath, the only lady Tirthankar of the 24 female Tirthankars were all male, the past 24 Tirthankars, but one was a female, her name was Mallinath, and she is the only one who had a braid in her hair, in the back. And if you see her idols, Lord Mallinath. Yes, so does it mean that the Gnani Bhavo was separating it from the ignorant Bhavo, the middleman? Yes. Then later on I started recognizing that this is wrong, this doesn't have any significant value. You know, Dada used to say that you are like, Dada should say, here, come, this is my Mallinath, this is my Lord Mallinath, Dada would tell me, this is the Tirthankar lady that is just coming in. Dada himself was not at that level, but he would praise his close Mahatmas, come here, you are my Mallinath, come here, you are my this. Great, Dada would say it so many times. So, yes, then there would be a sense of suffering afterwards, is it not, when Dada would give you some criticisms, Niruma? Yes. Yes, it would happen, she says. Yes, no, that's fine. It might be too long.
Just want to get something back.
No, I was just trying. It had leaked, so I'm trying to dry it. Yeah. So, she says, I did not even have to worry about attaining that state. I felt I am that. I am her. I am. There was zero understanding, there was zero intricate understanding. It was. Did you see Mahatmas look at each other's faces and see whether. He says Mahatmas means. Right, that's like a princess. Supposing Mahatma, he says, now just look at this. Supposing a princess is getting married in a whole kingdom, all kinds of major stuff is going on around, and the Rajkumar comes, the prince comes, and then all of a sudden they recognize that this prince is crazy, he's a mental illness. So, because then he takes off, because this is. So, in other words, so he just takes off, and so the king is worried. What am I going to do with my daughter who is about to get married? What shall I do with her? So he just says, okay. So then I have decided that whoever she puts a garland on, whichever prince's head, I would get him married, whichever. So there was a Gangoteli, that is an oil person who has worked with oil all day. He is just an ordinary worker, laborer. And so then this princess just picks up and she puts the garland over. No. Oh, the king says, if whichever man this elephant garlands, puts a garland, I will get her married. So the elephant put the garland over this ordinary worker, and so in the similar vein, all you, and so he says, you were just like an ordinary oilman, and all of a sudden, overnight, you become a Mahatma, a great soul. Do you think that there is any inner awareness? Do you think at that time when you received this knowledge, you had any underlying qualities that would qualify you for absolute liberation from this worldly interactions? But this is how this the garland that the elephant gave, it is similarly, this is the Nishchay Varmada, which is the garland that I am pure soul has been placed on your head. But then so now you become Mahatma, can you imagine? But they'll say, he says, oh, Mahatma, he's an ordinary, they'll say, this man is a Mahatma, he's full of junk within. But there is nothing to qualify you as Mahatma in the relative world. Yes, but we are all Dada's Mahatmas. And again, in words of Dada Shri, the tremendous inner state has been achieved, which really does not, cannot take any other title except the one of a great soul. This is the Mahan Atma. This is the Mahan Atma. And then he has sculpted you, he has taken off all the sharp edges in you. Can I say just this kashais that happen within inside? I'm aware of the kashais that happen. I can see those, Niruma. So don't you think that file number one has to do pratikraman for the kashais so that I can be free to remain in the self? Niruma says, by doing pratikraman, the kashais, it is by doing the pratikraman in the kashais, the opinion underlying those kashais is wiped off. And so the next time around that kashais arises, that the opinion isn't there and therefore it will not affect you. So the essential base of doing pratikraman is to wash off the underlying kashai, correct, not the kashais, but the opinions which make you react to those events in life through kashais of anger, greed, deceit or pride. So next time it happens, then there is the opinion is changed and therefore there is no reaction of either dvesh or rag. So as soon as I see pride or illusory attachment moha, should I just ask for some kind of forgiveness, saying that this is all wrong, that I should not do this? Thank you. And then you have to just do the pratikraman, and then having done the pratikraman, next time around you have to be very aware of it and there should be the applied awareness against it. I want to talk about the satsang, about the settling the file with equanimity niruma. I want to know two things now. Number one, I want to ask is, whatever file 2 or file number 3, number 4 comes up, the files are in there. And that is, whatever negative arises in that, despite our equanimity, if something happens, so we should not let go of our equanimity. He's just summarizing what Niruma had said yesterday. And don't try to please the other person or displease the other person in file two or file 3. Supposing they are disturbed because we are not doing something. Supposing by keeping our own equanimity, still if they are bothered, what should I do? It says we are already doing our duty. Supposing you are the main person as a husband or a father, you are doing your duties in home, are you not? But supposing there is an external problem, some kind of a difficulty with the mother, etc., when external induced suffering comes or problems comes, then the main man of the home has to take over. You cannot just say they will handle it. Yes, the internal home work has to be taken care of by the lady of the home. But at that time, when the major external thing comes in the home, then the head of the household has to take over. So then many times the ladies complain that the guy doesn't do anything. But this is actually just kind of a prakritic complaint. But everybody is doing his best to tackle the problem. But where the capacity of the woman to do anything ends, that's where the man has to, his role comes in. As long as a woman can handle it, let her do it. But then as soon as she reaches a limit in terms of what she can do with your worldly interactions with the world, then the man has to be involved in taking care of the issues. This is the general principle, says Niruma. But what the woman generally tends to do is, their ego makes them suffer because they say, he doesn't do anything, I have to do everything, etc. But it is really not like that, says Niruma. But when there are major problems with sons or daughters in the family, then that's when the man has to step in. Otherwise, until then, let the woman handle the minor problems of the children in the home. He says, until I was my biological age, maturation, when I was with my mother, but then when my biology, supposing the son says, becomes active, then I have to look at my father to give me some help, do I not? So that is when the father can do it with a lot of steadiness, seriousness, as well as an attentiveness. And such problems cannot be solved if there is the teenage rebels by emotional approach by either the woman in the home or the man in the home. One cannot become inactive and passive just because you say you are inactive and you are minding your own business and yet the other people are complaining. You cannot remain inactive. You have to investigate what your role is in the family at that time. So everybody has got some kind of inactivity at his level. devil. He says, I was wrong in using the word inactive. So people will take it. That is why I took the inactivity. But yes, whatever your role is, says Niruma to Shashikant Bhai in Chicago. He says, there is a sense of dissatisfaction by the others. But you, so this is a misapplication of trying to settle a file with equanimity. At that time, what should I do? He says, at that time, you should not leave your equanimity. You should not leave your unaffected state. But you just need to watch the prakriti of the other person and see what the demand is of the other person on you and see how to adjust to him and see how you can adjust to him and try to settle with equanimity the issues that are going on. Next question. I have a question in the relative question. There is a question of sambhav, which is equanimity, and samta means absolute equanimity. Sambhav, there is as long as there is bhav, means there is a kind of an intention. And then there is in the middle stage, which is called udasanta. There are so many enough words. Let me explain to you, says Niruma. First is, there is a beginning till the end. Let me show you the stages of equanimity. It begins with, initially there is this ignorant state. In the ignorant state, he has not done any kind of progress on the path of spirituality. Where is that? What is happening at that time? Either it is rag or dvesh or moh, illusory attraction. This is my husband, this is my stuff, this is my job. This, as he gets a little bit ready for liberation, if he gets a little bit spiritual, then he comes into a state of, and this is now she is describing the kramic path, the step by step. In this rag, dvesh, etc., then slowly this, then he moves towards vairagya, or a little bit of dispassion, from rag, attachment, towards dispassion, the state of relative detachment. It is a step in that direction. Then vairagya or vairag, and as he just proceeds higher on renunciation, he is slowly withdrawing himself from the illusory attraction to the worldly things, and then from vairagya or vairaga, he in dispassion, then he comes to a state of udasinta, which is a state of there is some degree of understanding. He is not so. He is not that affected by it. He is neutral to it. In a sense, in certain matters in life, he is relatively neutral. And he is neutral to worldly interactions. He does not like it. There is a sense of a depression. It's a kind of a sense of, he is moving around in the world. However, he doesn't get stuck with it. Inside, he is constantly saying, there is nothing here, there is nothing here. But he cannot express it. He does not know which way to proceed. There is a little melancholia associated with it. There's a little melancholy state in it. So this was the state of Srimad Rajchandra. From the very beginning, he was at the state of melancholia. From birth till there, nothing would attract him. There was an inner state of, do you think this is the same in Deepak Bhai when he was born? Yes, that was the way Deepak Bhai was too. This is Srimad Rajchandra, image of Srimad Rajchandra, great Nani, 125 years ago. We don't know, he must have. And he says in fact Deepak Bhai was born, his home was just adjacent to the Srimad Rajchandra's home. There was only one wall separating from the home where he was born. So there is some connection of the previous Gnani and Deepak Bhai. Niruma says that is a previous life connection for sure. That from the very beginning, even before Gnan, Deepak Bhai had udasinta, a state of a melancholia associated with not in the classic sense of the depression, but a sense where you are not really attracted by anything in the world. There is a sense of dispassion. There is no interest in it. Whatever, he had no interest in doing work. He had no interest in doing anything specific. He just But yes, there is, then there is a sense for the person who is udaseen, that he is wanting to get liberated. He wants to wonder, he starts, begins to wonder how he can get free from all of this too. This is the beginning of absolute. This is the beginning of absolute enlightenment. One becomes udaseen. He has been through it all. He knows that this is the beginning. It is udaseenta is the mother of kevad gnan. And then from udaseenta, then one enters into sambhav. And so akram, we just enter into sambhav right away. That equanimity. So neither you are into rag nor into dvesh at abhorrence. Neither you are into rag, which is attachment, nor into abhorrence. And so can you imagine, we have jumped so many stages. We have just jumped all these stages, steps of vairagya to udasinta, straight into sambhav. We have bypassed those things. And we are in the state of sambhav, that means in a state of equanimity. So the fourth agna is that you are to settle the files with equanimity. It is a file. The moment you say file, then it is become separate from you, and then when you it is separate, then you can remain in equanimity and remain separate from it. And so then remaining in this equanimity, then there is a higher state which is called samta, which is absolute equanimity. There is no subtle doership. And now yes, this is nakram only, and this is what is happening in kramic path. They do rise higher in the kramic phase, but it is a different order of things in kramic. But we here in akram, we get this absolute equanimity where there is no inner state of even wanting to settle a file with equanimity. It just happens. Whereas in the initial stages after gnan, mahatmas have to do the subtle attempt of settling a file with equanimity. Question not heard because they are just shouting from the back of the hall, not speaking in a microphone. They're trying to get a microphone to the gentleman. Let's see what he says. So what is sthita pragna dasha? Is it before equanimity or is it... sthita pragna is the state. Sthita pragna means you are established in pragna. But in the relative level, it is a very low state of awareness. And whereas udasinta is the beginning of liberation. Sthita pragna is state. There is a sthita pragna dasha, the state of sthita pragna, just being established in pragna, and the full-fledged pragna, that is the full-fledged pragna, the light of the sun which has now taken hold in the gnan vidhi, which is much higher than the sthita pragna state that Lord Krishna was discussing with Arjun in the Gita. In the kramic path, pragna does not get fully enlightened until the very end, whereas on the akram path, pragna is immediately enlightened. And so we bypass all of these stages of vairagya, dispassion, to the sinta, which is a state of lack of any interest in it, and further. And then now questions. This gentleman says, I am bowing down to Lord Simandar without a sense of any separation. Is that means this is a connection of Shuddhatma versus Shuddhatma? He is deflecting from the tone of the conversation here. He has moved into. He says, are we connecting my absolute soul with his absolute soul? Or is it, he says, it's a pragna is telling you that your absolute soul is the same as the absolute soul self within Lord Simandar. But it's so the pragna is telling you that your absolute soul is just like as absolute as the absolute Lord of Simandar Swami's pure soul. But it is without pragna, the sense of oneness, abhedita, will not arise. So at the inner level, this abhedita, the absolute oneness, has a pain. There is oneness which is called ekta, and abhedita is absolute oneness. So there are two levels of oneness. So when we say with a sense of absolute oneness, I am bowing down to Lord Simandar. Whereas those people in the karmic path, they have only one vision. They say that I am with sense of oneness, I am bowing down to this Simandar with Lord, this external Tirthankar. Whereas ours is a dual level namaskar. The Bharat is doing the external namaskar to the Tirthankar, saying that we are bowing down to you, my Lord. And inside Bharat is saying that my pure soul, my absolute soul, is the same as your followers, pure soul and absolute soul, and therefore in that, from that aspect, you and I are absolutely one. Yes. Yes. Yes, but yes, you say that I am absolute knowledge, I am the light of absolute knowledge. However, you say it from words, but it has not come into your experience, it has not come into your total vision, and it will come as you rise higher in these five agnas of Dadashri. It is in the karmic path, it is impossible to have this level of separation until the very end. Even Srimad Rajchandra, Srimad Rajchandra attained enlightenment at the age of 23. And then he says, and that's when he first said, I am pure soul, I am Shuddha Atma, Srimad Rajchandra. Until then, he was constantly searching from who am I. Until then, he tried all kinds of experiments and all kinds of spiritual experiments. And then it just exploded with him that I am pure soul. This was in, and then he had only one pointed inner intention, that how can I become absolutely enlightened. And then he was udaseen. He was not interested, he did not have any predilection for this external interaction with the worldly life, with his wife, children, etc. Srimad Rajchandra Hall also had four children. Next question, Niruma. In the karmic path, Niruma, when one becomes one, abhed, there is no separation between I and my Lord, is there? Is there any separation in the karmic path? In the karmic path, they say that is my Lord, and then they say that he and I am one. It is the one, but it is not from the level of the self connection as capital connection. It is from the connection of the relative to the real. Whereas in the are you saying that the Udasinta comes with understanding? Then he uses another word called Niras, a lack of interest. Nirastha is a relative word. It is Nirastha is associated with depression. There is, you don't like anything, you just kind of, and Udasinta, there is a lack of interest. Lack of interest is totally different from Udasinta. Udasinta is that you are not interested, but there is a lack of inner inclination towards it. There is two different things. Nothing pleases you is depression, whereas you are not inclined towards this. It's not depression, it is an inner state. I'm trying to. He says, there's another word, Dadashri says, if I try to repair something, then it is not equanimity.
આપણે અંદર જે અસરો આપણે બધાને થાય પાણી આવે ત્યારે અને એ અસરોને જાણતા લોકો ઓગોટામાંથી મુક્ત રહી શકે છે એ લેવલ ઉપર આપણે લઈએ તો કરતા ભોગતા એ પાડવાનું છે અને મારું તો કરતા અભોગતા છે એ રીતે લઈએ તો પછી અંદર રિપેરિંગ ફાધર ના હોય ને જેમ છે તેમ જ એક્સેન્સ એ
So this is as if you, the knower of the initial, the knower of the initial vibration in the silent pond can remain separate, and there is no further separation, and so he will not become affected, and therefore the knower is clearly. If there is an effect, then only you know that it's a file, because there is. So if you are aware in the initial vibrations, then there will be no suffering. Is there? Yes, Asal. Yes, you are aware of it. In other words, yes, there are. Yes, so suffering is much more ahead than Asar. Asar means just the earliest vibration. Then you know that this thing. But if you then get drawn into it, then it will become the sufferer. And the more you become Bharat, then there will be more the suffering. So the care has to be established when there is the initial vibration. Now what Dada said about repairing, trying to repair something in the Telesatsang also. Supposing somebody is really acting up in the home, you feel like I want to repair him, I want to change him, I want to improve him. And then you also want to kind of say, I want to fix him. Again, that means at that time you lost your equanimity, because the moment you say, I want to improve him, if whatever is happening to the other person, whether it is good or bad, if you try to manipulate it in any way, then you lost your equanimity. So the slightest, even if you try to say, even if you just say, I want to change him a little bit. So Dada says, I never enter into any repairing mode of anybody. I do not enter into the repairing mode. Because, and he also tells all of us, do not try to improve anybody else, try to improve. And so whatever has happened is correct, is exact. Now Niruma, is that Pragna Parisha? In other words, is there an initial? In other words, there is a 22 Parisha, means external and induced. Pragna Parisha means what? You feel like in Kramic path you have raised higher yourself to such spiritual levels, and therefore there is a sense of separation, and therefore there is an inner sense of disturbance. How can I explain what I am experiencing spiritually to others? And then that is, at that time, if you remain in equanimity and don't try to kind of show your sense of what you know to others, then there is an inner sense of suffering, because there is an inner sense of suffering because you are spiritually elevated, but you cannot convey it to anybody else, and that is in the karmic path, because you feel like you have attained certain degree of spiritual awakening in the karmic path, like Bharat you had before you came to Akram Vignan. So there is a Pragna Parisha, there is a sense that you want to convey it to others, but as the light increases, and it is a karmic light, as increases, it is associated with ego, because the ego is not going away. But Nirma is out now. You should not try to get repair. So supposing there is a son, and I am the father, that we know that he is going off the line a little bit. And supposing he is not correct himself, and if I go into the North Seer mode, then what do I not have to enter into? So how do I deal with that particular thing? Supposing I try to improve him, but I am not affected inside, then should I do it or should I not? Or should I just say that it is Vyavsat? Niruma says, obviously you have to do it all dramatically. It is whatever it is. As a father, you will automatically improve your son. But this is what you end up telling him at the end, that is also fine. But from inside, you should have a constant awareness that I don't think he may improve or he may not improve. There is a fifth. There, without any kind of insistence, you can say what it needs to be said. My son, if you do this, you're going to get hurt. Do you really want to go there? But that is not called repairing, is it? I says it is the intention to repair which is the worst thing. It is not. Nobody can do anything, either improve, repair or hurt. It is the intention that is where the focus of the energy is with reference to Akram Vignan. Do you intend to repair somebody? Do you need to set that person straight? Do you need to kind of manipulate this person's reactions, etc.? Nobody can. Okay, supposing this intention to improve somebody else, or the intention to really even tell his, the other person something, okay, let me explain to him something. That is then that is the interference. Dada, Niruma says Dada was natural. Dada was absolutely natural in there. He will never say. And Dada was constantly aware of SCE at all the time, by the second. SCE by the second. He had gone to the such a level that Dada says, you are giving the Gnana. Dada says, it is your evidences that are receiving the Gnana. I am not giving the Gnana. Your merit karma is the reason. That is the reason this Gnana is flowing into you. Can you imagine the sense of separation? He was absolutely and totally separated from any sense of doership. I am not giving you this Gnana. I am not the owner of this speech. It was just natural. And when we are talking, it is not natural. We feel like there is a sense of, a subtle sense of talk going on within, that I am conveying this message, or I am trying to convey this particular point in satsang, etc. Supposing whether it happens externally or externally, but inside if you say, I don't have to do it, I don't satsang, and then therefore it is called sambha. Do you think there should not be no opinion about this thing? It should be just natural. There was a new definition of Avyabhad. We were Avyabhad Pranu, which is like no matter what Bharat has done, there should not be an inner sense that it should not, they should never have that I have done it. Then if that remains, then can we just say that this has whatever it is, and that is the highest level of equanimity that Dada is talking about. But the but this file is hurting other people. So there is an ignorant one and there is a knowledge one. One is the doer. This one. I want to ask, does it happen with supposing we keep it that this is all fine one, I have totally separated, I am not the doer in it. On the one side we say there is not the total, the doer in it. In other words, if there is the exaction that there is this, in other words, is there a necessity of pratikraman? When is it possible? I says, it is better. Yes, it is possible, but then may do the pratikraman for safe side. You see, this is my constant struggle. For years I've been asking this question because of the separation issues. And so he said, but you know, better to make, we know, do pratikraman, because otherwise the intellect may take over that I am absolutely separated. And so, yes, but he says, you are free, but then the person who has been hurt by file number one, does that not have to be corrected? In other words, we know this hurt somebody else, we know it's non-self complex is hurt. So, but if there is hurt to anybody, then pratikraman is necessary. If there is another person, but if the other person is not involved, then remain in the state of separation, then you don't need pratikraman. If you can remain in your state of the same. Supposing somebody says that I don't want to need to do pratikraman, then is that not kind of a deception? Because there is no hurt in doing pratikraman. See, here's the critical thing. Why not do it? Now, why not do it? Yes. So it's in safe side, you do pratikraman. You know, now, the issue really is, because I had asked this question to Niruma, issue is if you're so thoroughly installed on this side of the line of demarcation, where is the necessity for pratikraman? Because, you see, this is because, in other words, now again, they go into that mode of, says, we have not cleared our files, we have not done this. Why are you saying that this is our files? You have separated from us, so therefore these are not our files. And I'm just kind of going into this. So he is going now, this gentleman is discussing that the need for pratikraman, the absolute need for pratikraman, versus the absolute need to remain on this side of the line of demarcation and separation. So now he is giving all of these things about this example of the guy with the oily work, and the laborer who just was garlanded by the elephant, and all of a sudden he became the thing. I think the analogy is Niruma's. Dadashri has not given this analogy. Let's figure out who is doing the settling with the equivalent. It's Prajna that is doing the settling the file with equanimity. It is the awakened energy of the self that is settling with equanimity. It is the interactions between two human beings at an worldly level will carry on. However, the Prajna is the one that is awakening, and therefore it says, okay, settle with him. It is the awakened one is making the ignorant one do the pratikraman. This is kind of subtle distinctions between of the role of pratikraman at the level of the so in other words, the one who is making errors, make him come backwards. What is happening to file number one? What comes in file number one? Anger, greed, deceit, pride, ego, all everything, rag, dvesh, man, buddhi, chitta, ahankar, and the body complex belongs to file number one. Everything except the file number one is, everything except the self as capital is the non-self complex, which is called file number one. And the Gnani Bhava, the awakened one, and the Prajna, or they are all, the awakened one, they are all part of, except for the awakened one, the Prajna, and the Gnani Bhava. Everything is file number one. And then there is the external physical actions of the non-self complex, the body question is. And then there is the inner one, which is kind of manipulating and thinking. He is the one who is not in equanimity. If the Bhavo is the middleman, if the middle one becomes Tanmayakar, but if you, so in other words, there is one who becomes absorbed within, which is the inner complex, which becomes absorbed, but you believe you are becoming absorbed, and therefore you have to separate yourself from it. He says, I have done fielding for 35 years. It takes 35 years for me to attain where I was, the kind of level that I have over this, because of the junk that was there within. What are you saying? The more you remain in equanimity, then it will come into samta, absolute equanimity. And then it will come into charitra. There is one more stage is remaining. There is samta, absolutely samta means absolute equanimity, and then there is equanimity, vitarakta, absolutely detached state, zero evidence of rag or zero evidence of dvesh. Then just before vitarakta there is sahajta, a naturalness. In other words, it is a little different. Sahajta means a natural state. In other words, you do, this person is natural about him, sahaj. There is no effort needed in anything. And then finally the vitarag, where there is no words left. There is, it's all over. Anup, and his Niruma is asking in the back, Anup, is there, does anybody have questions in the back there? Anup is translating in English there. Is there anybody who has any questions along these lines? These are all stages of climbing in the spiritual climb to the ultimate. So let us now take on the samayik. Let us stage the stage of samayik here. At 8, till 8:30, it's already 8:30 to 10:30.
8:30 to 10:30.
Everybody is sleeping every time, so this is all your life you're sleeping, so let us cut down the sleep and get into some mode of introspection. Niruma says, so they are going to show about adology in the and discuss adology in the post satsang post dinner program. Will you please show us what we have to do in samayik, Niruma? In the samayik, let us understand what is we have to do. This is we have to settle the file with equanimity. That is an agna. At the gross, we have done it a lot, but let us go into the subtle level. Then we need to focus now on some bhav, means a state of equanimity. No rag, no dvesh. Where am I missing out my equanimity? With certain specific piles, we lose our cool, we lose our equanimity, we lose our balance. And what is the underlying reason for it? What is the underlying core reason why we lose our balance and equanimity? Let us investigate that. And then let us dig deeper into it and find out. And let us see it. Where do I get hung up in life? What is bothering me? Where do I lose my equanimity? Where do I get involved in rag or dvesh? And what is the cause and lying behind it? And let's look at it. And let us go deeper into it. And then you can go deeper into it and go as far as you want to. Okay, let us do the samayik. Niruma is going to do the Hey Dada Bhagwan, dear Dada Bhagwan. Hey Shri Simandar Swami Prabhu, dear Lord Simandar. With Maneshut Upyog Purvat, with exact awareness of the applied self as capital. Grant me the energies to settle the files with equanimity, file on a sambhav. And let me grant me the energies to do such samayik. Oh Dada Bhagwan, dear Dada Bhagwan, whichever files I have, wherever, whenever, and in whatever manner I had missed my equanimity, let me see that, and let me, along with that, let me grant me the energies to see the underlying root causes behind it. Grant me such absolute energy, 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 my Lord. Chidananda, that's the end of it. Deepak Bhai is now going to do Vidhi with us when he's in Gandhi Dham. Tonight, this evening, there is a Gnan Vidhi in Gandhi Dham, which is very much adjacent to Bhuj. In a couple of days, the Bhuj Tri Mandir Tran Pratishtha program will start. We are awaiting Deepak Bhai. Let's all do the Vidhi. Shut that much. Shuddhatma chum, 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 Shuddhatma Shuddhatma chum, 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 Jesus.
Jesus.